Grazie America. News from the Sister Republic. A University of St. Gallen podcast by Claudia Brühwiler. Grazie miteinander. Welcome to a new episode of Views from the Sister Republic. And from sister to sister, happy Independence Day. All the best to America's birthday, so to speak. But what are we actually celebrating on the 4th of July? Duh, many will reply. Of course, the signing of the Declaration of Independence. What else? Hasn't that been signed on the 4th of July, 1776? A document written primarily by Thomas Jefferson, a quasi-aristocrat, a planter from Virginia, an intellectual, a man who will become the third president of the United States, oversee the Louisiana Purchase, and extend the glory of the nation far beyond its original 13 colonies. Well, we do celebrate the Declaration of Independence, but not its actual signing, as you probably suspected from the way I phrased this question. In fact, the so-called Second Continental Congress that assembled in Philadelphia in 1776 adopted the Declaration of Independence. It only signed, well, its members only signed the Declaration of Independence later, on August the 2nd, which then made the Declaration of Independence official. Some of the founding fathers had actually thought that another day would be celebrated by generations to come, the 2nd of July, 1776. What happened then? Well, Congress signed and adopted the so-called Lee Resolution. You've probably never heard of that, even though it is practically equally important as the Declaration of Independence, though not as beautiful to read. The Lee Resolution, named after yet another Virginian, Richard Henry Lee, contained three parts. The first, the most important one, was the separation from the British Crown and the terms of separation. A call to the colonies to form foreign alliances and a plan for confederation. John Adams, who would become America's second president, really thought that it would be the second day of July 1776 that would be, and I quote, the most memorable epoch in the history of America. He wrote, "I'm apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as a day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward, forevermore." You will think me transported with enthusiasm, but I'm not. I am well aware of the toil and blood and treasure that it will cost us to maintain this declaration and support and defend these states. Yet through all the gloom, I can see the rays of ravishing light and glory. I can see that the end is more than worth all the means, and that posterity will triumph in that day's transaction, even though we should rue it, which I trust in God. We shall not. Even though John Adams was wrong about the date that would be celebrated in the future, he was prescient about all the rest. There are, even today, or particularly today, great celebrations underway every 4th of July. Fireworks, shows, and yes, in some parts of the country, maybe even guns. And John Adams was also prescient that the road to freedom was not concluded with the Declaration of Independence or the Lee Resolution. In fact, the War of Independence would last until 1783, and it was only after that Americans could truly celebrate in freedom and peace. The first big commemoration of the 4th of July happened, though, during the War of Independence on July the 4th in 1777 in Philadelphia, the very place where the Declaration of Independence had been signed. And yes, it was celebrated with bonfires, bells, and fireworks. John Adams himself would mark Independence Day even in another, more sad and solemn way. Both he and Thomas Jefferson would pass away on the 4th of July in 1826, only separated in death by a few hours. During their lifetime, these two founding brothers had actually become political enemies, and it was in a way an act of poetic justice that they would die together on the day that would make them immortal in American history. How did other presidents celebrate Independence Day? As I'm right now in the United States myself, I haven't yet followed what Donald Trump is doing, but if he were golfing today, he'd be in good company. Many American presidents in recent history have actually taken to the golf court on Independence Day, only to later then meet with citizens, veterans, sometimes freshly naturalized citizens to mark the occasion. Even Ike Eisenhower went to the golf courts on one of his Independence Days during his times in office. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson are, by the way, not the only ones who passed on Independence Day. President James Monroe, who was the nation's fifth president, died on 4th of July in 1831 in New York City. And another president had an even more tragic way to mark the occasion. President Zachary Taylor actually ate and drank on Independence Day and must have gotten something in his stomach that didn't become him, because he died 5 days later as a consequence of what he had eaten on that day. Most Americans, though, do not think of these sad stories, but enjoy the moment. Throughout the country, you will find parades happening in the streets, people being practically dressed like American flags. You can get the right attire in stores throughout the country. Hit a Target, hit an Old Navy, and you will find your stars and stripes and red, white, and blue for your wardrobe if you don't happen to have it. And all you need to have a table decorated for a Independence Day themed barbecue. And maybe some will do what I would recommend you as further reading, and that is take out the text of the Declaration of Independence and read those words that had been penned by Thomas Jefferson, and it put America on a very, very special quest. When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to a separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day, dear Sister Republic. And with that, I wish you a wonderful day and auf Wiedersehen.
Grüezi Amerika, views from the Sister Republic, a University of St. Gallen podcast by Claudia Brühwiler.